Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest unit for the month of November, and that means we're going to be speaking entirely in English, so you cannot rely on your Chinese teacher to explain things for you. But we know you're all very clever, and school has been going for a couple of months now, so, you know, you're used to hearing English, and you don't need to rely on the crutch, a Chinese teacher. And today's lesson is all about big cats, especially lions and tigers who are endangered.
You'll often hear people refer to them as cats, but they're really, really, really big cats. It's kind of a sad story, though. Some of these cats are suffering because people are hunting them for their internal organs. Internal organs include like your heart, your lungs, your liver. Another organ of our body, although it's external, is our skin.
Right. And so, of course, these body parts are useful in traditional medicine in various parts of the world. So these animals are highly sought after, and there are poachers in various countries who trap and kill them and sell them and make lots of money and stuff. So there's still a market out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed, those cats are still in trouble. And they're beautiful animals. We should do our best to protect them to make sure they live on for many, many thousands of years. So let's talk about this subject today. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of our lesson right now. A report by the World Animal Protection WAP charity has revealed the terrible plight of big cats such as lions and tigers. According to the report, thousands of these majestic animals are being held in terrible conditions in South Africa and China in order to provide body parts for traditional medicine. Investigators found around 6,000 tigers on farms in China, while an estimated 8,000 lions are living on farms in South Africa. These beautiful creatures aren't just used for traditional medicine. In South Africa, juvenile lions are often used for tourism,allowing people to walk with lions and pose for photos. Other farms let hunters kill their big cats for trophies. After the animals die, South Africa can legally export their bones, up to 1,500 skeletons a year, to Asia, where they're made into a variety of traditional medicine products. On these farms, the cats are forced to live in tiny spaces. They're often underfed and don't get to move around or hunt as they do in the wild.Females are also forced to breed more frequently than they normally would. Due to inbreeding, many of the cubs are born with missing limbs and other physical defects. Can anything be done about this awful situation? Since bone exports are legal and poaching will continue even if farms are closed down, the answer probably lies in changing people's attitudes. This goal is difficult,as using animal parts for traditional medicine is a part of many Asian cultures. Still, a WAP survey showed that people were willing to use herbal or synthetic alternatives, provided they were reasonably priced. Unfortunately, reducing consumer demand will take time, meaning animals will continue to suffer.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about how some of these big cats, like lions and tigers, are suffering because people really want their internal organs so they can make some traditional medicine. We know about this here in Asia because there are a lot of very popular traditional medicines that people like to take. They think it makes them feel better in some way.I'm not a big traditional medicine person, but I know a lot of my friends are here. So let's look here at the first sentence. We're actually talking about a charity that's named World Animal Protection, or WAP. You don't have to say both, guys. You can either say the World Animal Protection Charity or WAP.Charity, you could add that on. If you're talking about a charity, you're talking about an organization that collects money from concerned people and uses that money to help others in need. Could be a charity that helps kids. It could be a charity that helps animals. It could be a charity that's really been set up to help people suffer or recover after some natural disaster, kind of like our typhoons here. Those are natural disasters or earthquakes. This is a charity that has really focused its attention on protecting animals because, as you know, they can't protect themselves against people who have big guns or have traps and want to catch them, trap them, and use their parts, their internal organs that we talked about,for traditional medicine.
Indeed, and charity there can be used in a couple of ways. It can be a general term for giving money to some kind of organization or organizations. I'd like to give part of my salary to charity, for example, and then also charity can refer to a specific organization like UNICEF.
Red Cross, the Red Cross. UNICEF that helps little kids, yeah.
Right, those are charities. So indeed, this is a particular charity that I guess wants to protect animals, and they've revealed the terrible plight, the terrible situation that big cats like lions and tigers are having to experience here. So plight here just means the bad situation that they're involved in, and we're specifically here to lions and tigers. Lions are in Africa, and I think tigers are in Asia. I think a lot of people think tigers are in Africa, but they aren't. But in any case, here in the next sentence, it says, according to the report, thousands of these majestic animals are being held in terrible conditions in South Africa and China in order to provide body parts for traditional Chinese medicine. Okay, so we're describing these animals as being majestic, which means they're grand, they're superior, they're really cool, they're impressive, and they're something that you would respect, something that you might even get down on your knees and pray to or something like that. But in any case, yes, these are grand, fantastic, wonderful, majestic animals. But unfortunately, they're held in terrible conditions in South Africa and in China. The reason is because they want to use them for body parts, and then they use those body parts for traditional medicine.
I wanted to mention here, majestic is often used with royalty. If you ever get a chance to go to England, for example, they have a queen over there, as you know. They also have some princes. Oh, they have a princess now, too. Yeah, William had a daughter. She's a princess. So if you actually get to meet royalty at one point, you may find yourself addressing them as Your Majesty before you bow slightly. So that's where that word comes from. If you want the opposite, guys, you're talking about words that mean humble, not very imposing. We use majestic, too, to talk about mountains that are very high, very lofty. You can also replace it with things like imperial, noble, things like that. Sadly, these majestic animals are being treated horribly. They're not being treated like royalty at all. When you read this, Tom, I kept thinking about how nowadays we have fish farms where people are raising fish to sell as food. These animals are being raised to kill and use just like the fish are, right? We fish, we kill them, and then we eat them. Here we're not eating the tigers, but we're definitely using some of their body parts in order to help some sort of ailment or treat some sort of problem that you might have. Have you ever had anything that was made out of lion or tiger?
Not that I know of, but you never know. I have gone to traditional doctors here in Taiwan and been given things to take, and I didn't know what was in them.
Uh-huh.
I think people in Taiwan are, you know, not so low class that they would use tiger or lion in them. But you know, again, you never know. But in any case, yeah, as far as I know, I haven't taken any medicine that includes body parts from tigers or lions. But in any case, we've got some investigators here, and they found around 6,000 tigers on farms in China, while an estimated 8,000 lions are living on farms in South Africa. So these are people who go out and try to gather information, investigators. They could be investigating a crime, for example. Mm-hmm. If they're trying to figure out who murdered somebody, the investigators or the detectives will go out and gather information. They'll talk to people. They'll get DNA samples and stuff like that. In this particular case, they're people who probably work for this charity here, and they're trying to figure out, what are those people in South Africa and what are those people in China doing? So they investigated and they discovered more or less approximately 6,000 tigers living on farms in China and then 8,000 lions on farms in South Africa.
Wow, that's a lot of lions and tigers that are in cages or on these farms to be raised to put later on into traditional medicine. So, moving on to the next paragraph, these beautiful creatures aren't just used for traditional medicine. Of course not. You know, a lot of times you'll read news stories about hunters that just go hunting for these animals to kill them.Just so that they can say they killed them, which I don't understand. But, yeah, they're not just used for traditional medicine. Let's take a look at things they're also used for. Well, in South Africa, juvenile, you can pronounce it either way, guys. I say juvenile. But these lions, these young lions, are often used for tourism, allowing people to walk with lions and pose for photos.They can turn on you pretty quickly, though, as we all discovered. Probably about 15, 20 years ago, there were these two famous guys who worked with the circus, and one of them was attacked and really mauled by one of his own tigers that he'd raised. So you never know, guys. Be careful. But that's what they're doing. They're raising these lions so they can just be used as a tourist attraction. You'll often see this word juvenile or juvenile if you're reading about crime. So if someone breaks the law, for example, this morning I was reading about a really awful case. A young boy who was 14 shot and killed his entire family.
Oh, no.
Including his 6-month-old baby sister. Yeah. So anyway, he is currently being charged as a juvenile, which means if he gets convicted and is guilty, he confessed. So I think he's probably going to have to go to jail. He actually gets less time that he has to serve. But if he gets charged as an adult, he'd probably have to spend the rest of his life in prison or he'd be given the death penalty.
It depends on where he is, but yeah, because he's 14, he's considered a juvenile offender. Sometimes if you talk about kids who don't behave themselves when they're young, you can call them a juvenile delinquent. That's what my friend was called when we went to see Santa Claus one time, and he pulled down Santa Claus's beard, and Santa Claus called him a juvenile delinquent and did not give him a bag of candy.
Good.
So in any case here, these are juvenile lions, young lions that are used for tourism. Of course, people are always looking for photo opportunities so that they can post those pictures on social media networks and things like that. Look at me. Here I am posing with a young lion in South Africa, and I'm walking with the lion and I'm posing for photos. Isn't that cool? Of course, people fall for that stuff all the time. Everybody's looking for an opportunity for a selfie.
That's true. I'm not really into that, but...Yeah, that's what they want to do ultimately is just brag or, you know, tell their friends what they were able to do. And you have to have proof. So they need those selfies. Now, other farms let hunters kill their big cats for trophies. Ooh, this was what I was referring to earlier. These hunters go out and they're hunting for what they call big game. Game here is not something you play with. It's actually referring to wild animals. So if you're hunting for big game, those animals that you're in search of to shoot and kill...Or maybe they're using a bow and arrow, I don't know. They are usually things like elephants, tigers, lions, you know, those sorts of things. And then they usually ask someone who's a professional to have that head cut off and stuffed, and they put that head in their house somewhere to show off. Gross, huh?
That's what hunters do. They kill the big cats for trophies, and yes, that stuffed head sitting up on the mantelpiece or above your fireplace is your trophy. A trophy can also be something that you win in a competition, which is usually three-dimensional, and you hold it up in the air. It could be a cup. It could be the figure of some kind of champion or something like that. And that's different from a prize, okay? A trophy is actually the thing you hold in your hand, whereas an award is usually some kind of certificate or something like that. But we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of minutes. But right now, we're going to take a break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys. We know you didn't listen to the Chinese teacher because it's an all-English lecture. We'll try to go a little bit more slowly and explain some of these words. It was funny, as I was explaining before the break, a Chinese word almost came out of my mouth.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, bad. You know, if you've been living here a long time, it's hard because, you know, your language suddenly becomes part Chinese, part English for us, of course. But anyway, we left you when we were talking about how they're using these farmed big cats. They're on farms. Of course, we know that some of them are raised on these farms so that they can be killed and used to put in traditional medicine. Others are used for tourism. If those lions are quite young, they are far less likely to attack people, but be careful. They're strong when they're even a couple months old. So, and other farms are actually letting hunters pay a fee, come onto their land, and then hunt for these big cats. And when they kill them, they get them stuffed. Usually it's just the head part. It could be the whole body. And those are the trophies in our article here. So after the animals die, South Africa can legally export their bones. Oh, so they can't actually export their bones until they're killed. So that's part of South Africa's law. To export something or export something, guys, briefly, the noun is export. If you look this up in a dictionary, the verb will be export. But Tom and I want to warn you that most foreigners who speak English as a native speaker have the same pronunciation for both. We just say export.
Right. So these people in South Africa keep the lions alive so they can pose for pictures or so people can hunt them or whatever. So after the lions die, they can then send the bones to Asia, usually, and they can export them to other countries. And that's a lot, up to 1,500 skeletons a year. The skeleton, of course, is the collection of bones from an entire body. A human skeleton, you might see skeletons in your doctor's office or something like that. Or in this particular case, they can sell the entire skeleton of a lion to somebody in Asia there. And when they get to Asia, the people there make those bones into a variety of traditional medicine products. Okay, so that happens in Asian countries. I've heard about that happening in, of course, China and Vietnam and maybe Thailand. Who knows? But there are lots of countries that import those bones and then use that to make traditional medicine.
Yep, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, on these farms, the cats are forced to live in tiny spaces. That's really tough for a wild animal. You know, there's nowhere for them to roam. I feel bad for the lions and tigers in zoos, too. They don't have a lot of space. But on these farms, they have even less space than they have in zoos. They're often underfed or not give enough food to someone. You could also look at someone who's quite thin, maybe even skinny, and say, ooh, they're underweight. You'll hear the opposite more often, though, especially in America. Oh, she's really overweight. Or you weigh too much for your size, your height, things like that. So they're often underfed. They don't get enough food. They can't move around. And they also can't hunt, which is just part of the big cats, their nature. They're all hunters, lions and tigers.
Yep, it's part of their instincts. They want to get out there and hunt, just like Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, in Jurassic Park. it's supposed to hunt. It's not supposed to be fed.
No.
That goat, remember when the T-Rex ate the goat, you know. But in any case here, yes, indeed, the animals are not allowed to get out of those cages and go hunt on their own. And females are also forced to breed more frequently than they normally would. So here, breed just means they get together with a boy and they make babies. And, you know, female lions don't do that too often, or female tigers for that matter, but they're forced to breed more often than they normally would so they can have more babies that they can raise and make money from.
Kind of sad. Be careful not to use breed with people, though, guys. We use it with animals. So don't say, oh, my mom and dad bred a new baby brother that's coming soon. So don't say that. To inbreed, you'll see this word a lot if families, actually, maybe a cousin, a first cousin from a family likes another first cousin and they get married. It's dangerous because what happens is your DNA is too similar. And a lot of times the babies that are born, the human babies, have problems. Maybe they're missing something or they have some disease because of that inbreeding. So to inbreed means to breed individuals that are closely related, especially repeatedly. And here it says the females are actually forced to breed more frequently than they normally would. So due to inbreeding, many of the cubs, those are the baby tigers or lions, we call them cubs, are born with missing limbs and other physical defects. So that's kind of tough. So if you're talking about a limb, guys, it could be an arm, a leg, finger even, although we usually talk about fingers as being digits, but yeah, you're missing limbs. Physical just has to do with the body itself. If you're talking about mentally, of course, you're talking about the brain or your mind, things like that.
Right, so they're missing their arms or legs or something like that, and they've also got some other problems. Maybe they're blind, maybe one ear is bigger than the other, etc., etc. Those are physical defects. So you might be concerned about the situation, and you're concerned about the suffering of lions and tigers. So we begin the next paragraph by asking the question, can anything be done about this awful situation? Mm. Yes, indeed. People who raise those lions in Africa and China are just really powerful. They've got lots of goons with big machine guns and stuff like that. What are we going to do about that? Do we just accept this situation, or can we actually do something about this if indeed we are concerned about lions and tigers?
True. So some bone exports are legal. So if it's legal, guys, you can do it, at least in that country. The problem is some of these exports are being imported by a country who perhaps has laws against these sorts of things. So, yeah, it gets kind of tricky. And as Tom mentioned, there are there are countries in Asia where it's not illegal to actually buy bone from some of these animals. Now, if you're talking about poaching, that's the illegal practice of going on to somebody else's property without being invited, and you go there to hunt, or perhaps maybe you're going there to steal what they're raising. Maybe they have cattle on their property. For example, in the West, at least in America, you know, a lot of cattle is raised for beef. And if you go onto another rancher's, that's the guy who actually raises the cattle. If you go onto that rancher's land and you steal one of his cattle, a head of cattle, you would be arrested and put in jail.
Right, that might happen in Yellowstone, where people might be poaching bison or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, of course, in national parks in Africa, where they are protected, and poachers just go in there anyway. Mm-hmm. Africa's big. Those national parks are huge. There's no way they can patrol them all the time. So they go in there, and they poach the animals. They take them away. And, poaching will continue even if farms are closed down.
Sure.
The answer probably lies in changing people's attitudes. So basically, we can't really stop the poaching. As I said, those countries and those national parks in Africa are just too big. So we've got to change people's attitudes. The answer lies in changing people's attitudes. So here we've got this phrase, to lie in. The answer lies in changing people's attitudes. That just basically means we have to rely on people to change their attitudes. Otherwise, the problem is not going to go away. Lies in. That's where the answer is.
Yeah, so that's probably true. But, you know, most of our listeners are probably aware that to change people's attitudes sometimes takes a long time. You know, maybe the current generation has to pass away and move on to the younger generation, who probably cares a little bit more about animals. We're finding that to be the case. So this goal's difficult if you're trying to change people's attitudes, especially if what they're doing has been part of their culture for hundreds of years. That's going to be really tough to change. So it is difficult because using these animal parts for traditional medicine is a big part of many Asian cultures, as we've said. Still, this charity, the World Animal Protection Charity, they did a survey which showed that people were willing to use herbal or synthetic alternatives. Now, you can do a survey, which means you take those questions and you ask somebody else their opinion, or you can take a survey, which means you're the one answering the questions. If you use survey, though, as a verb, you should say survey. He surveyed the land in his neighborhood, which just means he looked around. So here, they're actually asking people about their opinions on herbal, which means coming from a plant that gives things a nice smell or taste, or synthetic. Synthetic means man-made. They're not natural. So they're saying, hey, if we stop all of these internal organs from being used in traditional medicine, would you be okay if we used, you know, things from plants instead or man-made alternatives, different choices?
Yeah, of course, lots of people are indeed suffering from various ailments. And when it comes down to it, they're probably thinking, well, you know, are we going to let the lion survive or people survive? And, you know, I'm suffering from this. I'm in pain. I want that medicine. And at the end of the day, if that lion has to be killed, then it's worth it so that my pain can go away. This is a real situation. People,
yeah,
of course, don't, you know, they don't want to suffer. They want that medicine. So we have to offer them alternatives. Using herbs, you know, certain kinds of plants or something that's artificial, that's synthetic. And then maybe they'll say, well, yes, I would consider that if it wasn't too expensive. So, yes, they have to be reasonably priced. So, again, people are reasonable. They'll probably accept the alternative if it works and if it's cheap enough. Fair enough. Okay, so unfortunately, reducing consumer demand will take time. Of course, some people are used to using these kinds of medicine, and they're not going to change their habits so easily. So that's going to take some time. As you said, maybe the younger generation can offer us some hope in this, but that means animals will continue to suffer for the time being.
Oh, they could. We hope not, but, you know, we're pretty familiar with people. Once they want something, some won't stop until they get it. And there are always people out there who are willing to break the law just to make a buck. Well, that's it for our News Digest article, Big Cat Suffering for Traditional Medicine. We hope you learned a lot and that we didn't talk too fast. So, if you can help with this problem, it's probably best to start just talking amongst your friends and then get the word out that this is happening and think about ways that you can help change people's opinions. That's it, Tom, for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.